It is time for our Travel Michigan update, brought to you by Diana Butler with Edward Jones in Coldwater and the rest of our Edward Jones agents all across Branch County. And today, we get a little foolish here, welcoming in Mark Tucker, the founder, creative director of Festifools and Full Moon, which is coming up in Ann Arbor in April. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
When growing up, did everybody say, oh, he'll just grow up to be a fool?
And they're still saying that.
And then this way you don't have to grow up if you don't want to. True. So the whole concept behind this, you actually got a couple different things, an evening event and then the daytime event, too, that are going on. How did the whole idea come up with to put these on? What's the kind of the driving force behind this for you guys?
Yeah, well, I just heard you talking about St. Patrick's Day. The next real holiday after that is April Fool's Day. And just so happens that I teach for the University of Michigan, and our semester kind of ends around that time, and so it was perfect timing to have my class make something that would end up on April Fool's Day. So my class makes giant puppets, naturally, and invites the community to come down and make them with them, and then we put on a big event on, it's on April 6th this year, the first Sunday in April. And at 4:00 in the afternoon, we probably put on the shortest April Fool's event, which is only goes from 4 to 5 p.m.
Okay. So what actually happens during that?
So then we have probably, I don't know, 50 or 60 of these 14 to 16 foot tall puppets. They grow every year. The first time we said they were 7 or 8 feet tall. And then we have lots of people that come down and help get underneath these puppets and animate them. And then it's just basically a chaotic mess out on the street. We close down Main Street, and people just jump into the fray, have a great time with us, just sort of get their inner fool on, dress up in costumes, bang on pots and pans, and basically we get rid of winter this way, I think, is what okay. We're really doing.
There you go, and you just got to make fools of yourself then, too.
Right.
But also you have the Full Moon event going on the 4th, right?
Yeah, and that, you know, that came about, we were like, what would this thing look like at night? And it's a much more magical event, and it's almost 90%, almost 100% built by people in the community. So we run workshops every Sunday in March downtown Ann Arbor at a place called Work and Tile. They let us use their space right on Main Street, and we invite the public to come down and help make these cool illuminated LED lanterns. And they take the shape of all kinds of wild, crazy characters. This year, our theme is Moonagery, so you can make just about anything you want in our workshop.
Okay. Well, you know, Ann Arbor is known kind of for, you know, for the IT stuff, for the educational stuff, for the university, all that kind of stuff, the football stuff and everything else, too. So this is something that's, like, totally different, out of the ordinary for Ann Arbor, isn't it?
It is a bit. I mean, people are used to coming to big football spectacles, so we're very lucky. They support us. People like to come out to this smaller spectacle, and they like to make a spectacle of themselves, so we get it all.
Sounds like a fun event again this year. Festifools.org is the website. Folks want to have more information about that, and just come and don't be embarrassed, and just make a fool of yourself, because it's okay, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And we're not too far away, as the crow flies.
There you go.
Hopefully the road will be plowed by that. You know?
And I like the thought that this is a way to get rid of winter, so
everybody
looks forward to that. So it's April 4th and April 6th. Again, festifools.org is the website. Mark, thanks. Good luck with it, all right?
Yeah, if people want to wear bikinis, come on down.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you, Ken.
Mark Tucker, founder, creative director, Festifools and Festimoon, coming up April 4th and 6th in Ann Arbor on our Travel Michigan update.